Rickleblog, 13 June 2007, the free money saga continues. A few days ago, I related the tale of the free dollar bills. At the end, I hinted that I had an even more money story that I was reluctant to relate. My reluctance was overcome by the plaintive wailing of a few thousand milliliters. Tell us. Okay. It began one day when I arrived at work and I was told there was a package for me. Here's what I found. A blue box with Runyon Organization printed on top. There are photographs here, by the way. You probably should take a look. Initially, I thought it was a Tiffany box, but Runyon is not pronounced Tiffany, and I proceeded to the next step. Next photograph, little box, few dollars showing, and a letter. Hard to read the letter? Close-up of the letter in the next photo. We are specialists in creating tax-free dollars. Enclosed are 100 examples of our expertise. We believe that imagination rules the world. Our values are simple: integrity, creativity, and intelligence. We will be calling you in a few days to set up an appointment at a mutually convenient time. Sincerely, Signature. Pretty interesting, eh? And did they really send me $100, or was it just Monopoly money? Moving down to the next photograph, you can see it's real money, with a label surrounding it, examples of our expertise. I think they're telling the truth, but I haven't counted it yet. I'm afraid the die pack will explode. Despite my dislike of the telephone in general and my vexation with people who try to use it to sell me stuff, I do expect to take their call. This kind of behavior needs to be encouraged. Notwithstanding my desire to encourage this behavior, my voicemail greeting is rather forbidding. It says, in effect, that I probably won't return your phone call, but I will respond to your email if you send one instead of leaving a voice message. Of course, I usually don't do that either, unless it's about something interesting, but the greeting discourages people from leaving rambling messages that take forever to audition. I did receive a call from the sender of the box, and shortly thereafter came a very civilized email. For better or worse, I didn't respond either to the voicemail or the email. I'm not sure whether to be surprised that, after a couple of months, I have heard no more from them despite their significant investment in getting my attention. There are two obvious possibilities. They had such a good response to their offering, perhaps from the people to whom they sent a box of hundreds, that my potential custom was too insignificant to consider. Or they had such a poor response to their offering that they decided not to waste any more time with it and wrote off the many kilobucks they scattered to ingrates such as myself. I wonder if I'll ever discover which it was. Now playing, Living is Good, Wendy Waldman.